Torrey Place. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
On Shabbat, July the 7th, Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them in praise and worship with Sue Samuel, a Hebraic root singer from Rhode Island. Sue and her husband, Brian, have been sharing music together for over 15 years, and together they have three CDs. Again, the date is July the 7th at 10:45. That's at 8333 Acoma Way, Beth Messiah Congregation, and we'll see you there.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
And here at the American Freedom Network, and with us this morning, Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and we're going to be talking this morning about chemtrails and about all sorts of things I think you'll find fascinating. Good morning, Lorraine. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I'm very well, thank you. How about yourself?
As well as can be expected under the dire circumstances. under any event, why don't you tell our listeners what you've been working on recently?
Well, recently I've begun to build a website that attempts to educate the public about the multitude of nefarious activities taking place in our world, and I've been a regular guest speaker on several radio programs. I'm an active environmental and truth movement activist. I'm doing some freelance writing, and I consult with people in terms of how they can protect their health and reverse disease processes from time to time.
Well, now, what's happening as far as chemtrails? Are they real? Is this a figment of people's imagination?
They're not a figment of anyone's imagination. They're very real. They've been going on for a long time, and they actually didn't come into my awareness until I began working with the Carnicom Institute. Not only do you just simply have to look up, and I will say this, they have altered the appearance of the chemtrails. They're harping them, they're microwaving them almost as soon as they're laid down, so they're not as obvious. They're spraying more at night, and they've been definitely doing things to diminish or to suppress greater public awareness of them. But there are a multitude of photos and researchers and programs, and of course you simply have to go up and look at a satellite map to see these tracks very, very vividly being laid down, particularly thickly over the developed world, but in fact all over the planet. And of course, why this is being done, who's doing it, and what the consequences of it are probably, these are the topics that really need to be discussed and the public really needs to be aware of.
All right, well, who's doing it? Why are they doing it? How are they suppressing this? I mean, why doesn't somebody come forward and admit what they're doing?
Okay, I'll start with the first question. Who's doing it? We know for certain that it's an international program, that it basically is something that's taking place either with the collusion or outside of any collusion of national sovereignty. It's happening all over the planet. There's an article that, I just want to give you guys a quote. In Britain in particular, there was a big debate about it. And what happened in Parliament is that Parliament decided, let me see here, I'm just looking for my quote, basically that it shouldn't be, that there should be no public debate about it because it might appear as though Parliament was in fact condoning it, but they decided that it should be placed in the international realm. So you can get all kinds of information. It's been going on for a very long time, certainly since the Vietnam War, but some people speculate that, after World War II. and increasing concentrations and in your face for about the last 12 to 15 years, it's believed that there is, at least in the information I have, that there is an international group of special interests, and we can call them bankers, we can call them globalists, we can call them New World Order, the Illuminati. There's a multitude of names for them. But why they're doing it, there's several different reasons. There's several different objectives behind the program, some of which are clearly documented, and some of which people have really just simply had to synthesize and question and really dig up the information. But primarily it's being touted as a method, the geoengineering, of modifying the weather, reducing the effects of global warming, which, by the way, I believe are a man. This is actually creating the global warming that we're seeing, and using weapons, weather, as a weapon, weaponizing the weather. So that is something like the United States Air Force came out with that. You know, we're going to own the weather by 2025. But the fact that this is an international program tells you that that's deceptive. That's misleading. It may well be that they will weaponize the weather and that certain countries will have the capabilities to do this while others do not. But in fact, the fact that it is an international program tells you that there are other agendas. And, you know, Michael Murphy did the first film, What in the World is Spraying, and now he's doing Why in the World. And he really focuses on the derivatives market. Like, there's a 1.2 quadrillion derivatives market that stands to profit hugely from this. But the control of the weather and the protecting us from global warming, really, control of the weather is definitely something that's happening, but to reduce global warming is a complete false flag. What they're spraying into the atmosphere is actually creating weather that is extreme. It will produce drought, an increase in hurricanes and tornadoes and destructive weather patterns. What they're using are megatons of toxins. They're using biologically engineered organisms, and they're spraying, they're using nanotechnology to spray these fibers that are self-replicating. I don't want to get ahead of myself here. I'm sorry, we're trying to answer the question, who's doing it, why are they doing it? So why they're doing it ranges anywhere from those that are most naive might think that they're doing it to actually mitigate the effects of global warming. On the extreme end of that, you have the fact that they're really, it's genocidal, and that the constituents of chemtrails, combined with a multitude of other things happening, such as HAARP and the radio frequency tags that they're putting into boxes and clothes and all over the planet, are really an attempt at complete and total mind control and the robotizing of humanity. In other words, it's about really, first of all, depopulation, controlling the flow of food, controlling water, controlling every single commodity and resource upon the planet until the planet is reduced to nothing more than acquiescent bots, human bots. And this is actually, there's an article for people who really doubt this. There's an article, you can look it up online, by Albert Pike. It was written in 1871. And he was part of those secret societies and part of those that are basically believed to be responsible for the engineering, and the overtake of every major institution on the planet, whether it be political.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Fran Hermey here at the American Freedom Network.
Why do the nations rage, and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces, and cast away their cords from us. Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3.
Holy is the Lord.
We the people of the United States In order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. I guess this morning, we just talked about trails. Are they real? Well, the cover story they use is, we're doing this because we want to prevent global warming. And actually, of course, they want to create a greenhouse effect and, of course, reflect the sun's rays back towards the sun so they don't get to Earth. The truth of the matter is, when you go in a greenhouse, it's hot. Why? Because the sun's rays come in and they can't get out. And actually, they're trying to produce global warming. But that is simply a cover story. Everything is a cover story to confuse you out there in the listening audience. Why do I believe they're chemtrails? Well, I'll tell you, it took me a long time before I really could come to accept the reality of what they're doing because it's so preposterous. How could they be doing something like this and nobody talks? Ladies and gentlemen, they had, certainly during the Second World War, the Manhattan Project, with tens of thousands of people involved, and nobody ever talked about it for fear of retaliation, and they were able to keep that secret. And they keep all sorts of things secret from the people today. But one reason I know it happened is I used to do a lot of speaking around the country, and on at least three separate occasions as I spoke, and after we talked about chemtrails, why people from the audience would get up and they'd say, well, I'm in the military, I'm in the Air Force, or I'm in the military, or I'm in the Navy. And I asked my superior officer, what are the chemtrails? And they said, I don't know, but we'll come back, we'll check on it and get you the information. And each one of them told the same story. When they checked with higher levels of government, they were told, oh, yes, we're spraying, but it's for the benefit of the public. We're spraying a vaccine to protect the people from disease. Now, I don't believe that for 1 minute. I believe that's a cover story. But the fact that they had the same cover story in place after place after place means that they're doing something and they're putting out a lie to explain what they're doing. But what really convinced me was one day when they were spraying locally here in Santa Cruz where I live, and you can see the planes going back and forth in the sky. And a young man who worked for me at the time found that one of the trees on his property had been exposed to this. It was sort of a semi-gelatinous material. He cut off some of the branches that had this semi-gelatinous material on it, just appeared that morning, and I actually was able to touch it. It's real, ladies and gentlemen. They know what they're doing, and I believe Lorraine is absolutely right. A lot of this has to do with population control because what they're spraying, tons and tons and tons of aluminum, aluminum oxide, nano-aluminum, and barium and strontium, they're contaminating the earth, they're contaminating the water, they're contaminating the soils, they're contaminating the fish and the animals. They're contaminating the population because there's just too many people in the world and they are in the process of radically reducing it and people are dying. Oh, it's a slow death. You don't die immediately. But, of course, this is happening. all throughout the world. Lorraine, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Okay, I found the quote for you so that, you know, people know that they can look these things up. Worryingly, much of the developed world is shown, oh, it starts out with, you can actually pick up a map of weather modification programs. You can actually see that this is happening despite widespread government denial of it and their staging of discussions that these are only possible programs. So I'll pick it up here. Worryingly, much of the developed world is shown in that map as a hotspot for geoengineering activity. They report active programs to alter precipitation and regulate solar exposure. This is despite no public debate, yet Parliament has spoken on the topic, producing policy documents on the regulation of geoengineering. That document states a need for geoengineering, alongside a curious claim that government should not encourage debate on the topic for fear that they would be seen as supporting it in light of likely public opposition, parentheses, no kidding. They call instead for an international program of upstream public engagement. This worrying statement implies that those behind this program have little respect for national sovereignty, democracy, or public debate, and seems reminiscent of Stalin at his best. And so we do, what we do know, when you say who is doing this, is that there is a closet government, a shadow government.
Isn't there a shadow banking system? Invisible government, you know, doesn't matter. We go ahead.
Right. So why they're doing it, what they'll do is they'll leak into the public. They'll leak in the perception. This spraying will cause drought, will cause significant damage, will cause a lot of problems. Then they will come out into the mainstream and say, we must have these programs. So problem, reaction, solution. And, of course, the mainstream media is operated and controlled by the corporate insanity that's behind all of this. And so what's going to happen is that, when you know, you talked about vaccines being sprayed, they're using nanotechnology, which is 1/1,000,000th, right, of a meter. The reason why nanotechnology is so important is that the surface area compared to the volume of, say, a nano-sized particle is extraordinary, and they can be created to be highly conductive. So they're really making an attempt at not just genocide, but the people that are left on the planet are really being genetically altered, and they're being filled with these electrofrequency types of substances in which they will be able to control even so much they can control the manufacture of certain substances in your body. You need to really have some foundation, some grounding in quantum physics, progressive physics, the theoretical physics, and to understand that this isn't science fiction. It may sound Orwellian, but it is in fact reality. And, you know, what they're proposing, what they're doing is it's about complete global domination. It's about controlling everything, about setting up an elite on the planet with anyone else being subservient to the needs of that elite. And Doc, I had sent you over a video by Sophia Smallstrom. Did you have a chance to review that?
No, I didn't. Why don't you tell us about it?
Well, you know, she goes into how with genetic modification, they're actually producing all sorts of life now, the silent forest. And what's going to happen is that as nature dies off, and as farms can no longer grow crops, they're going to introduce all of these genetically modified seeds and genetically modified plants, and these are non-reproductive. And it goes on and on and on. And you really, it's kind of like hidden right in our faces, hidden out in the open.
Well, 95% of all of our corn is genetically modified, and it is dangerous to our health. And in other countries, they do not allow it. Here, they won't even let us know that we are getting genetically modified corn and soy and certainly canola and cottonseed and rice and all the other genetically modified products. And they know they are dangerous and they know they're carcinogenic. And yet, of course, because Monsanto controls Washington, D.C., why, we have no rights at all. They are poisoning the American people today with genetically modified corn and soy and the other genetically modified products. And the fact that the media never mentions this simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. And if it's perfectly safe, why is it banned in Europe and yet allowed here? Go ahead.
Well, that's right. And we could say the same thing for vaccines. You know, Japan won't permit vaccination of a child under the youth, you know, under the age of 2 years old. And there was a study recently, I'm sorry, I can't remember the name, but, you know, a simple study. It just took a bunch of baby monkeys and gave them the CDC childhood vaccination schedule. And every single infant monkey developed autism. And, of course, in the control group, there were no such incidences. So they used America, which has always been the military might of the world and has been used, actually, to fulfill the agendas. A lot of people that are patriotic get really upset with me when I say that. But I believe most wars are really have really been to serve the corporate needs and agendas of this world. And what's happened is because of our military might, because of our wealth, they have to take us out. They have to take us down before the rest of the world falls, so to speak. And I don't know where that plays in with China, to be honest with you. There are people that have some opinions about how this plays out. What we need to know is there are other countries in the world that are resisting the banking cartels, that are resisting the globalization of the world through many different agendas and programs and so forth. And they suffer dearly when they rebel. Let's just take Japan, for instance. There's really compelling evidence that the fault that caused the devastation and the breakdown of the nuclear reactor in Japan was actually was blasted with high frequencies, was actually, you know, whether it was submarine, because they have these HAARP systems both above in the atmosphere as well as underground in the sea. And so, and Japan was actually attempting to reconsider I guess the way when they do revaluations of currencies and so forth and so on. And it also had something to do, and this is not my area of expertise, so I should probably stay away with it, but apparently it had to do with an unwillingness to go along with certain financial manipulations that were taking place on an international and global scale. And, so, you know, there's pretty compelling evidence that John F. Kennedy was shot because he wanted to end the Federal Reserve. And so what's happened now is we have a world in which our black ops and these covert operations, you know, of course, how do they fund these? Through the drug trade, really primarily guns and weapons. Trillions and trillions of dollars are acquired through the illegal sale and distribution of these substances, and this money is laundered, and this is believed to be what provides the financial the money to actually carry these programs out, because they cost to spray the entire globe with all of these things. You know, the program probably goes, it's certainly in the hundreds of thousands, you know, billions, possibly trillions. I've heard quotes, and probably a great website for people to go to would be geoengineeringwatch.org. They have begun to focus specifically just on the geoengineering and have taken everything else that goes along with this out. So they're a really great website, a really great resource for really keeping abreast of what geoengineering, the spraying is all about. Clifford Connicom, whom I know you respect and like, was the first person to demonstrate the link between chemtrails and the condition referred to as Morgellons. And for those of your listeners who aren't familiar, and maybe they are, Morgellons is a horrific condition. And the studies of the fibers and the complex life forms that are extruded from people's bodies demonstrate that there is definitely an effort on the part of who's ever doing this to get inside the human body and restructure human genetics and human physiology and human metabolism so that it can be controlled through this microwave soup that we're now all living in. So, is there anything else you'd like me to discuss? Dr. Stan?
Go right ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, So my work with Carnicom, it was actually, I was researching something called pleomorphism. As a physician, I had been working with Lyme disease, and I had read Richie Shoemaker's book, Desperation Medicine, and I was trying to figure out how to help people. And also, in medical school, we never learned anything about pleomorphism. So the idea that something that was facing an ecologic or environmental stress could actually become something else was new to me. And I was researching that phenomenon, believing that it had absolutely something to do with Lyme disease. And I came across Clifford Carnicom's website. And so my first encounter was actually, you know, kind of through the back door. I wasn't looking at chemtrails. And it was really hard for me at that time. I really understood that there was an insatiable greed for power and money in the corporate structures that define our lives. But I honestly didn't have any clue that this was a global, thousands-year-old plan to actually bring such darkness into the world. And there are a few families that are always named, you know, when you talk about this, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. You know, people talk about Zionism.
We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
American Legacy Firearms is saluting all the men and women of our military and veterans for the sacrifices they've made. As you get together with your family this 4th of July, remember them in your thoughts and prayers until these trying times are over. America's troops are our most dependable resource, fighting hard to defend this great country and to keep freedom throughout the world. This reminder is from American Legacy Firearms. Visit them online at AmericanLegacyFirearms.com. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning we remained early, and we're simply talking about chemtrails and the fact that there really are people who are poisoning the entire planet. Lorraine, as she was going to the break, had mentioned the names Rothschild and Rockefeller, and people say, "Oh, Rothschild, you think this is a Jewish conspiracy. And this is not a Jewish conspiracy. The Rothschilds are involved not because they're Jewish, but because they hate Jews. And they are associated with these ancient satanic conspiracies. And they're real, they're not imaginary. You will see their emblem on the back of the dollar bill, the pyramid cap by the all-seeing eye. And, of course, if you go to Jerusalem, as I have, and you go to the Supreme Court building, the building where the Supreme Court of Israel sits, as I have, you will see on the side of the building that same emblem that you see on the back of our dollar bill, the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye. What's it doing there? Why, it has to do with the fact that there are these ancient secret societies, and they're the ones who finance the formation of Israel. These people who profess to be Jews worked very closely with Hitler to create the Holocaust and to convince the Jewish people they were going to have to form their own nation and to force so many of them, both during the period leading up to the Second World War and after the Second World War, to give up their homes and go to Israel to form this nation. And, of course, this was formed by the Rothschilds and these people who, I believe, want to get all the Jews together and then exterminate them. Why would anybody want to do that? Why would anybody want to spray America and spray the rest of the world to destroy humanity? Go right ahead, Lorraine.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. You just brought up some really excellent points. This is not a Jewish conspiracy. Zionism is not Judaism. And you're correct in that, in saying that the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers have basically orchestrated every war on the planet in recorded human history, as far as I'm concerned, or their forebears. They are secret societies. They've existed for as long as we, you know, can possibly think about in terms of the civilized world. And yes, they've, again, I'm going to refer people to this article by Albert Pike, because if you don't believe that this has been an agenda that's been carefully orchestrated for thousands, you know, and even hundreds of years, this is a paper that by one of the secret society members, I forget what his affiliation was, there's so many, that basically predicted all World War I, World War II, and World War III. And World War III was going to be based upon hitting the Jewish nation and the Arab nations, and it's an extraordinary read. And so this was written before any of these wars came to be, and when you read it, you'll understand how this it's kind of reading like a play. We're nothing more than actors on a stage as far as these people are concerned. We're commodities, we're pawns to be moved about to fulfill their personal agenda, which really is the reign of Lucifer, the reign of darkness, total darkness. And what I always say about we can agree to disagree. And it's really hard. I just want to comment on something else you said. The young men and women that serve in our armed forces, there was a commercial, are to be respected and are to be supported. There was an article in Time magazine. One veteran a day commits suicide. It's an epidemic. It's out of control. The rate of suicide now among those who have served in the armed forces is unlike any other in history. And the armed forces are actually the first line of experimentation. This is, you know, these young people sign up, they think they're doing the right thing by defending and protecting our country, and they're actually being experimented on to an exponential degree more than we are. And so their minds are being messed with, their lives are being messed with, their future, their loyalties, everything, you know. And I just wanted to also give your listeners a public law, 105-85 and H.R. 2977, allow the spraying of chemical and biological agents upon the American populace. So those that say, people, you know, one of my comments, and it's almost exactly what everyone says, isn't this happening to them? Don't they have children too? Who could be doing this? They must have family and loved ones. Why would they do this? They would be annihilating themselves, right? And the answer to that, and I don't have I would say scientific evidence, but this has been something that's been bantered around a lot in the activist movement is, yeah, how can? Well, they have storage facilities for seeds. They have underground bases, filters. They must have antidotes. They're the ones who turn the frequencies on and off. And so it's believed that there is a certain amount of control in terms of not being susceptible or vulnerable. And I don't, again, I have to be careful what I say because but it makes sense because you have to ask yourself, well, if it destroys the entire planet, they won't eat either. They won't be able to breathe either. They won't have water either. And in fact, when you look, they're storing water. They're buying up water rights all over the planet. There's all these underground aquifers that pretty soon we won't have access to. And I know we're kind of getting off the chemtrail issue, but I guess what I'm trying to say is that the geoengineering, the chemtrail issue, is just the tip of the iceberg. From that very obvious, in-our-face program and agenda, you just go through one door after another. Just when you think it can't possibly get any weirder, it can't possibly get any more insane or diabolical, it does.
You're absolutely right. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience listening to Rain, you have a question, you can give us a call here at the American Freedom Network, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Would you like to get your web page out so people would know how they can get your material? I just want to do that now before we forget about it and get the program all
over. Certainly, it's drhurley.net, but also drhurley.com. It won't be live for probably, let's just say, 2 weeks to be on the safe side. But at that time, we'll go live. And the website is really going to work hard, not just to educate, because there's plenty of talk about what's happening. But there are things we can do to protect our health, at least for the time being. There are things we can do to lessen our exposures, things we can do to work these things out of our body. They're not destroyed by heat or any such thing, but, you know, things like oxygen and ozone inactivate them, vitamin C inactivates them. Eating very low on the food chain is very, very helpful. Dr. Gwen Scott in New Mexico has a protocol. She herself suffers from Morgellons, and she works exclusively with people suffering from this condition, has found that Knudsen's organic grape juice or red wine, and some people can't take red wine. Clifford Carnicom was involved in this. They've gotten some underground information. These critters, these fibers, these nanotechnology,
Hold that thought, Lorraine. We'll get to this as soon as we get back here at the American Freedom Network.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Lorraine Hurley. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Go right ahead, Lorraine.
Okay. Well, we were just, you know, trying to kind of, gotten into what people can do to perhaps protect themselves a little bit or diminish the accumulation of these, what they're spraying in our bodies. You just learn how to detox yourself, but specifically, Clifford Carnicom and Gwen Scott discovered, through the help of an underground microbiologist, that these fibers resonate to red wine, but also Knudsen's organic grape juice. And why Knudsen's and not others, I don't know. Perhaps because it's organic, they use a particular kind of grape. But they will be attracted to it. So if you drink, you know, a few ounces of this red wine or this grape juice, it will cause a gravitation of these things into your gut. And then if you take something like a diatomaceous earth or charcoal, these things are magnets, they're binders. You can reduce, you can help to eliminate these out of your body. Ozone, and there, you know, your listeners will have to go online because they don't have, I'm sure we don't have time to talk about it. But ozone and oxygen also suppress the activity. And, you know, these are things that you can do that don't require a lot of money or time that will not harm you. And
okay,
help
we've got
you.
Somebody calling, or who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. I wanted to have Dr. Hurley repeat her website because both of you are talking at the same time. We couldn't hear it, so it wasn't clear.
What's your website?
If she could repeat that, and also she alluded to Albert Pike, an article, and you know, I was wondering, do you have that? You know, where you can get that?
Yeah, I don't have it on my, here, let me see if I can get it on my desktop. But as far as my website, it's going to be a couple of weeks before it's live and fully functional. It's drhurley.net, and that's Dr. D-R, but also Dr. D-O-C-T-O-R, hurley.com. Both of those should get you to my website.
Is that H-U-R-L-E-Y?
H-U-R-L-E-Y, correct.
Okay, thank you.
Albert Pike, who is he? Predicted three world wars. Here we go. Let me get this. This is not his article, but it will lead. This is an informational article. I'm sorry, I can't locate the article in my archive right now. It's
okay.
www.threeworldwars.com/albert-pike.htm. And you can locate the original article off of this. Gives you a lot of information.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you so very much.
Thank you.
We have another caller, and we're running out of time. Who's calling in?
I just wanted to say that if you go to Shanghai Cooperation Organization, and I learned about this through Trevor Loudon, Loudon.com, there is a gang of six that was organized in 1996, that's China, Iran, Russia, and other countries who are set to destroy the U.S. and Israel militarily. So if we think of, they're just so nice, those people, and we just want to get along. This is an organization that's militarily designed to destroy us. So
well, I think that what you're doing is falling into the trap. They're all in this together. They want you to think that China and Russia are our enemies. Why do you think we're financing them? Why would we be financing our enemies? Why, it's the best enemy money could buy.
I just know that this organization is out there.
That there is a communist enemy. It has been financed from its inception by the people here. And the establishment wants us to believe that all these enemies out there, that's why we've got to rally behind our government. But thank you for calling.
Okay, but I think we do have enemies. Thank you.
Oh, we do, but the enemies are certainly not in Russia and China. The enemies are right here.
The enemies
the
are not.
Are financing communist China today. Why do you think we're transferring our manufacturing and our wealth to China? Why do you think that? Do you think our leaders are stupid? They're not stupid. They know exactly what they're doing. The enemy is not in China. The enemy is at 5868 Street in New York City. I've been there repeatedly. I've been through their files and the books. Have you? Thank you for
your call.
Lorraine, we're running out of time. What are your thoughts?
On whether or not we have enemies? Yeah, I'm in agreement with you. The enemies basically have no national sovereign loyalties. They are an entity unto themselves. They are a cadre, an elite that are intent on manipulating the entire global structure for their own personal gains. You know, when one of the things that I try to tell people, because this is very despairing, is we have to get what love is. We have to get what it is to intend healing, love, sanity, and redemption on the planet. So while we can certainly, you know, acknowledge and promote public awareness of what's happening, what we need to do is really understand that it's humanity as the whole that is really fighting for its very existence. And we need to put aside our prejudices, our biases, and these manufactured enemies. They're all manufactured. There's so much more at stake here. And, you know, isn't Jesus who said that religion that the Father finds perfect is, you know, love your brother as yourself. So we have to really begin to appreciate that.
Will we have a war with China and Russia? Quite possibly. We had a war with
It will
with
be manufactured
Germany.
If we do. It will
we
be
had a war with Germany.
It will be a staged arena.
Ladies and gentlemen, that American banks and American corporations built the weapons for the Nazis to use to kill our boys, and 100
Well, it's just like the war on terror. I'm personally believe 9/11 was an inside job, and I know most people are outraged. A lot of people are outraged by that, but no, that was another false flag. That was another problem, reaction, solution. They took down the World Trade Center so that they could impose Homeland Security, that they could basically really just grab hold of the last vestiges of our constitutional rights. We don't operate under constitutional law. We operate under administrative/admiralty law. Washington, D.C. is a corporation. The United States is a corporation.
Okay, we're out of time, Lorraine. God bless. Talk to you real soon. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dr. Stan.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click.
Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I think if you have any question about Russia and China, and you really need, of course, to get the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence. It's written by Rennie Warmser. We carry the book. It's been out of print for years. We put it back in print. We've kept it in print. Foundations, written by Rennie Warmser. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. It's a book based upon the findings of the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to finance the great tax-exempt foundations. What did they find? Well, the great foundations for financing communism and socialism. Why? Because they have an enemy, and you finance them, and then, of course, you draw attention away from what's going on here in the United States. I've written a treatise. It's called The Communist-Capitalist Alliance. You can get it on from calling our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927. And also, you can go up on the Internet and type in Communist-Capitalist Alliance. There's another one written by, I believe his name is Dr. Pease, and it's really very, very well done. And I've tried to get him to come on to our radio programs, and he just will not do it. I think he's probably afraid to actually talk about what he wrote about. Why? Because it's very dangerous to try to get the American people to understand the enemy is not in Russia and China. Will we have a war with Russia and China? Quite possibly. But it'll be just like the war we had with Germany, where our corporations, all during the war, were making the weapons for the Nazis. And, of course, if you haven't gotten into the background of that material, you need, of course, to get some of our talks. So we get into this on our talk on the case for a satanic conspiracy under population control, the covert agenda. Certainly my talks on the best enemy money could buy. The best enemy money could buy. Understand how we create the enemies, and then we have to go to war with them. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. And you need to get my talk on that, talks on the dark secret, the forbidden secret. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have enemies, but the enemies are here, and they create these other enemies. And we are working very closely with the leaders of Russia and of China today. Why would we be working so closely with these people who are potential enemies who we can go to war with? Why to build the best enemy of money could buy? You must understand we are intensely transferring our wealth and our manufacturing to China so that they will be able to sustain a great war against us. When you understand that, it all makes sense. After all, if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. You can listen to our programs 5 hours a day at RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com, get on this list. To understand that we're involved in the spiritual hunt, the souls of men, the survival of the day for tomorrow, there will be news.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwellings." Leviticus chapter 23, verse 1 through 3. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against